Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. We don't take it for granted. We just appreciate you being connected in this space. This is a place where we come together every single week to grow as leaders. And I'm thankful for all of you who constantly let me know that you're being blessed by this platform. Thank all of you, the hundreds, thousands of you who listen every single week. It means a lot to me to have subscribers who are locked in and who are consistently focused on leadership. We believe, and we said every single week, that iron sharpens iron. Make no mistake about it. To be a next level leader, you've got to put yourself in a room where content is being given and where you can be sharpened. And today you're going to be sharpened by practical skills that can help you navigate the terrain of leadership. Thank you so much. If you've been listening to this podcast for years, we appreciate you. We don't take it for granted. If this is your first time, I'd love to be engaged with you. I'd love for us to connect. The way to do that is to follow me on social media at Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. It would mean much if you did. And I want you to do that. Make certain that you follow me. Make sure you're locked in. I hope you'll do that because I'm telling you, it is just a great season. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to help leaders evolve and to be all that God would have them to become. Go to my website. I've got books on leadership, leadership and loneliness, leader shifts, no opportunity wasted, reset. I've just got books out there on relationships. My wife and I wrote a book on marriage, and it'll bless you, becoming a couple of destinies. So a lot of things out there. One on emotional health, being restored at the root. I mean, just a lot of different topics, but I hope you'll find something that will bless you. Or if you want me to come into your area, find out when I'll be there, or if you want to invite me into your area to come in to teach your staff or speak at your conference, we'll do it. Just let us know at josephwalker3.org. That's the landing page. That's the place you can go for all of what I just mentioned. And then, of course, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth is a YouTube page I want to invite you to be a part of. Go over there, check it out. My wife and I, we talk about a variety of topics that we know can be a blessing to you, to your wife, your husband, be a blessing to your family. It's one of those things you sit down with your family and say, wow, we need to take notes and learn from this. Now, finally, I want you to be a part of the most awesome and exciting book club in the country. We call it Next Level Leader Book Club. I'm truly excited about it because it gives you an opportunity to be able to hear from authors like Oprah Winfrey and Ricky Smiley and PJ Morton and so many others who've joined us, and also just be able to read great books and grow. That's what leaders do. Leaders are readers, and we strongly encourage, I mean strongly encourage, each one of you to make certain that you are reading something every single week. Now, here is what I want you to do. Text that word book club to 78228, and you can connect with Next Level Leader Book Club. I want you now to prepare as we talk about the courage to step out and try something new. And you know, this is a big deal, right? For so many people who struggle with trying new things. And I believe that it's important when we literally look at this to step out. I'll tell you a story, and I think it'll make sense to you. Everybody knows the story of Peter. And Peter could have stayed in the boat when he saw Jesus walking on the water, but he was uniquely different as a leader. And Peter's request was, Lord, if it's you, then allow me to come where you are. Jesus says, come. Peter steps out of the boat. And the boat represents comfortability, familiarity, camaraderie, all that. He was willing to step outside of that comfort zone to get something he had never had before. And you've got to have the courage to step out and try something new. If you've been getting the same results over and over again, you got to be willing to do something new. A lot of people are frightful, fearful of new things, but I want you to hear these principles and perhaps it will encourage you to go after what you know God is calling you to go after. Are you ready? All right. Let's start with small, bold steps. I'm not going to just jump out there altogether, but we're going to just go with the low-risk innovation to build confidence before taking larger challenges. So start with something small. You don't have to just, you know, somebody who wants to jump in the pool don't have to go to the deep end at first and do a somersault. Start in the shallow end and work your way down there. Understand the progression of stepping out. And it takes courage, yes, but you have to progressively move in that direction. And so I just want to encourage you to take those smaller steps first and to celebrate those steps as you go, because you'll look up one day and you'll realize that you're taking deeper steps. You're going farther than you ever would have imagined months ago or even years ago. But number two is to visualize the possibility of success. Now, I do a lot about this. I do a lot here. Visualizing success, rehearsing the positive outcomes in your mind mentally to overcome the fear, and it also helps to build assurance. I always visualize. People ask me all the time, and when you get ready to do vision and you prepare something, how do you do this? I say, well, I agonize over it, and I agonize, and then when I agonize, I start visualizing it. Out of that agonizing, realizing that there's something wrong, I visualize what the problem is and a solution for the problem and see myself already working it out as I strategize and I galvanize and all of that stuff, people around what I truly, truly believe is possible. And so when I step out into something, I saw myself in it before I stepped out. You have to see yourself there before you actually do it. Can you see yourself in the building? See yourself in the space? Because ultimately, vision is about exposure. It's about your ability to see something in the supernatural before it manifests in the natural. Some people see cow pastures, others see condominiums. Some people see dilapidated buildings, and some people see strip malls have yet to be built. It's all about how you visualize it. And when you start visualizing what it looks like, you'll step out and you'll try it, because you can see yourself doing it. I want you to say this: I see myself in a better place than where I am now. Say it again. I see myself in a better place than where I am right now. Here's the third thing: leverage your support network. Surround yourself with people who encourage risk-taking and challenge you to grow beyond your comfort zone. Get to a point in your life where you say, hey, if you're going to be in my life, let's go. Iron sharpens iron. So I need people that are going to be a support network that are going to push me and challenge me to never be apathetic, to never be comfortable, to get out of the boat, to go after the next blessing of God. The reason why some people stay in the same rut, because you got the same friends who don't have nothing, don't want nothing, don't want you to have nothing. But when you get the right people in your life that are pushing you toward excellence, man, it's an amazing feeling. And you got to thank God for those people, right? You got to thank God for those people that come in your life who want to be a part of your network, that are there to support your vision, to move you forward. I mean, that is truly, truly leveraging support network. Here's number four: learn from past courage. You know, reflect on the times you took the risks and think about what happened. Was it successful? Did it fail? Whatever the case was, you learned something about it. And I always think it's important to learn the lessons. Learn the lessons from every experience you go through, because those lessons are designed to help you even go farther. So I just extract every lesson about relationships, about myself, my decision-making process. I want to make sure I don't miss a thing. So I want to encourage you to leverage your support network. Who are those people in your life that are pushing you toward greatness? Who are those people in your life that are saying, if nobody else will, we will? We're going to push you toward greatness. We're going to motivate you to go after and step out of what you are now to where God would have you to become. That's what it means to leverage support networks. Here's the next thing, and I think this is important: normalizing fear as part of growth. Recognize that fear is a natural part of trying something new. Now, I think it's important when you think about this, fear is not something I want you to embrace as a lifestyle, but I want you to look at fear as a moment where you feel somewhat vulnerable. You don't really know if you could actually accomplish it. Now, God has not given us a spirit of fear. That can undermine the vision. But what I mean by this is that when you approach this thing with some level of healthy fear, respect, then you begin to realize that it is a natural part of a mission and doing something you've never done before. When God called me to preach, that was a fearful moment in my life. It didn't mean I didn't have faith. It just meant that I was nervous, like some of you. There's a level of nervousness. Even as I stand up and preach every week, there's a nervousness that comes over me. And That's just because I know God is with me and it's Him doing it and not myself. But I want you to look at that as a part of your growth. And I want you to recognize that it's natural. You're not the only one that's experienced that level of fear. So number six, I want you to focus on your why. Stay focused on the purpose. I say it over and again, if your why does not make you cry, it's not really worth it. Your why, the very motivation by which you are trying to accomplish the things you're trying to accomplish. What is your why? What is it that gets you up? What is it that is forcing you outside of the boat to push you into something new? What is it that's challenging you to go in the territory you've yet to go into ever in your family? What is your why? When you lock in on that, it starts making sense. Life begins to make sense. Decisions begin to make sense because you begin to realize that you're not just doing this to be doing it. You're doing it because there is a purpose tied to it. When I step out, I'm not trying to make a name of myself, trying my very best to have the courage to go after my why. If I don't do it, who will? So this is important because leaders think about this all the time. I think about it all the time. Areas in which I've not gone before, I'm like, I've got to go. I feel compelled to go. And I have to trust that instinct. I've got to trust that. I got to know that this is my why. This is the thing that keeps me motivated, keeps me going, because I can see the practical evidence of lives being changed. All right, let's review what we've talked about so far. We've talked about and the courage to step out and trying something new, to start with small and bold steps. We've talked about visualizing the possibility. We've talked about leveraging our support network. We've talked about learning from past courage. What are those things I've learned in the past that could help me as I go forward? We've learned about how to deal with fear. We've learned how to use a healthy dose of fear to put us in a place to know that we're normal. It's not something that's unusual, but it's essential for us as we are moving toward the fulfillment of the vision. And then, of course, we talked, you know, really about what's your why here? Why are you doing what you're doing? When you understand those things, everything around you starts to get better. Here's the next thing and the final thing I want you to get is to commit to continuous learning. We've been saying this over and over again. Y'all know how I feel about this. Keep on growing, man. The reason why I'm pushing this book club, because I want you to keep exposing yourself to some of the greatest authors and thinkers on the planet. I want you to keep growing, keep building your brand, keep sharpening your tools, keep on being the best person in your field, research the information that's necessary for that to happen. It is a great moment for you. And man, you have got to learn. Prepare yourself. Push yourself now. Let's go. It's time to get it. This is what we do now, preparing ourselves, getting ready for the great things that we believe God is calling us to do. Let me tell you something. When you step out into something new, it is like the faith of Peter. It is trusting God, but it's also the work and the intentionality that you put into it. It's also about you saying, I want to be different. I don't want to stay in the same complacent spot, but I want to go for what God has for my life. I believe that there are some people listening to me now who are ready to get out of the boat of confinement and who are ready to trust God. That you? I hope so. I want to thank you again, man. I told y'all, we're just having conversations and I just want to stay on cue with you. I believe that this is a great opportunity for you to continue to share this with other people who may be blessed. We throw these principles out because we want them to enhance your life and your leadership. Follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Please do. Make sure not only do you follow me, make certain you go on Instagram. Make sure you are connected to our book club, texting book club to 78228. And just make sure every capacity that you are representing as a next level leader. I'm so thankful. I'm grateful. It's time to step out, guys. It's time to have the courage to do something we've never done before, to receive something we never had before. That's what it's all about. So I appreciate all of you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You bless me. I need y'all to follow me now. Joseph Walker 3. Go, 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 go. Follow me. Follow me. Also go to their website, josephwalker3.org. Go, 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 go. And also make certain that as you step out and trust God, always remember, God's got you. You are a next level leader. And I am Dr. Joseph Walker. Check me out next week. Got another episode coming. Know that I love you. I appreciate you. Until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.